All right, we are at the top of Tes Amud Aleph in Bava Metzia 9a. We're kind of in the middle of a conversation. The discussion has been in terms of the rider and the leader. Okay. One of my favorite books has that as a concept. Okay, rider and leader. But we just brought a brisa that said, Shnayim Shei Moshech Megamal at the bottom of the Chesem Beis, it says two people who were pulling a camel, uman higin b'chamor, or they're leading the donkey, or if it's one the other. So we had said basically that Rabbi Yehuda is of the opinion that it's only if the Mashiach is b'gamal and the hanhag is b'chamor, that it only is the kinyan only works when it comes to a camel. If you're pulling the camel. And the hanhaga, the donkey is only acquired if you are leading the donkey. And yet, the Tanakhama had said one or the other. It says Moshech Umanhig in Rachav Lo. Says Gemara, no, hu adin dafil Rachav. Why is it that even Rochev, right, we've been talking about whether or not Rochev riding on an animal can be tantamount to acquiring it. Or can be good enough to acquire it. So then we said, no, the reason why it excludes Rochev there is only Lahafuke Mid Rabbi Yehuda. To disprove Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Ashite Mashiach B'gama Hanag B'chamor K'mashman Da'afilo Ibchanami Kani. That we're only really sort of responding to or preempting the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda in that Braisa, but we're not to say to the exclusion of Rochev. So the Gemara says, Ihach, if that's true, Li Arvinhu V'lisninhu. Is it so terrible to teach two things at once? To say that Mashiach and Hanhaga and Rachav works? Right? He should have said, Shnayim Shei Moshchen Manhigin B'megamal B'mechamor. Oh, I guess we're trying to say, Shnayim Shei Moshchen B'gamal U'manhigin B'chamor. Okay, it's kind of wordy. Meaning, I think what it's saying is, if the Tanakhama's only intention was to teach us not like Rabbi Yehuda, so then it should have said in a much cleaner way, Moshchen Umanhigin, Beim Gamal Beim Nechamor. The fact that it sort of says it in sort of like piecemeal, right? Shashem Moshchen Gamal, Umanhigin, Bechamor. Right, he should have just said, you can do Mashiach or Hanhaga for a Gamal or a Chamor. So the fact that it doesn't do that means that it's trying to teach us sort of, I guess, maybe more singular Chidushim, not just that. And Rachav is not part of it. So it says the Gemara, no, Ika Chad Tzad Lokani. There is one situation where it's not going to work. Ikita Amri Mashiach b'chamor, v'ikita Amri Hanhaga b'gamal. Okay, some say that the Tanakhama doesn't either. The Tanakhama does not believe you can do Mashiach by the donkey, or Hanhaga by the gamal, by the camel. Okay, v'is t'mosiv m'seifa. Some say, we're trying to bring a raya ultimately for Shmuel. I lost track of Shmuel's opinion. Shmuel. Where is Shmuel? Oh, right. Shmuel had said at the bottom of Ches Amud Aleph, we had said, Amar Rav Yosef, Amar Li Rav Yehuda. Shamis minei demar Shmuel tarti. Right, so that's how we started off the second Amud yesterday. So we taught first of all, either Rachav or Manhig is Kona, and we don't know which one's which. And we brought a proof. That Rachav does not work. And then we said the whole thing about Mosera. And then we said ultimately Rachav Kani from a different brisa, from our Mishnah in the Mishnah, and that's when we got into the words of our Mishnah, and that's when we got into the Mashiach and Halakha thing. So I don't know exactly what we're answering. It's not clear if Shmuel already has a shita. Ve'ista mosiv miseifa. I guess people answer the question generally whether Rochev is Kani or Hanhag or Manhig is Kone from the following Seifa. Bemida Zu Kana. The Tanakhama had said in that Braisa, Bemida Zu Kana. Right, Bemida Zos. That's the first words on the daf today. Bemida Zos Kanu. Bemida Zos was referring to either Mishicha Begamal or Hanhaga Bechamor or Echad Moshech Echad Manhig. Okay, so the Seifa says the words b'mida zu kana, only in these ways, but no other way. B'mida zu l'mutzei me'alav l'mutzei rachov. Maybe it's coming to exclude riding on the animal. That riding on the animal is not good enough, and therefore we learn from Shmuel that only a hanaga works. So says the Gemara lo l'mutzei ipcha. To teach you the opposite is no good. That sounds like Rabbi Yehuda. So the Gemara says ihachi hain Rabbi Yehuda. That's exactly what Rabbi Yehuda says. That the opposite is no good. So, there's something about it that's different between Rabbi Yehuda and Tanakh. Okay, so that's the same type of thing as what we just said. That it's not to teach us to the exclusion of Rochev, but it's to teach us the exclusion of the other one. We don't know what the other one is. According to Rabbi Yehuda, it's neither of the other options, meaning Meshicha be Meshicha bechamor or Hanhaga begamal. Rabbi Yehuda says both of those don't work, and the Tanakhama says one of those doesn't work. We just don't know which one. Tashima echad rachav chamor v'echad tafos b'moseira zek kana chamor v'zek kona kana moseira. What?
One acquires the donkey and the other acquires the reins.
Okay, yesterday we had a whole braisa that talked about how giving over the moseira was itself the acquisition of the animal. Now we're saying giving the reins is just.
We're going to say that this is different than when you're making a sale, because here we're talking about two people found it. One person grabbed the reins.
Oh, this is a mitzia case. Okay, good. So this is more similar to our Mishnah situation. So people come over to an animal and they find this. So the person who rides on the animal is the one that's kona the whole animal. If someone just grabs the reins, so then they're only going to acquire the reins. Shema mina rachul kani.
It seems ridiculous. The way you control an animal is.
The reins. Yeah, I hear you.
Wait.
So let's keep going. Shema mina rachav kani, that clearly this Bryce is teaching us that the person who's riding on the animal is kona the animal. Hachanami v'manhig baraglav. Says the Gemara, no, that's not necessarily a proof, because maybe this is a case where he's doing it with his feet, meaning he's hitting the animal from the side, which is tantamount to hanhaga, which is basically that he's leading the animal. So Gemara says, "Ihachi nikni nami rachav v'moseira." Why doesn't the one who's riding it
also acquire the reins?
Also acquire the reins.
Why would he?
It's attached to the animal. It's part of the animal.
Mm. Also, the one who rides needs to hold the reins.
That's what I thought it was saying. But that's why it was weird to me.
Animal. I own this animal. But the,
right. It the, could the, be the that there's a saddle
who owns
on it.
The means to control the animal is somebody else. So I never really have control over the animal.
Yeah.
I can start it galloping, but I don't know how to make it go.
I'm not sure. So Ema zekana chamor v'chatzimosera v'zekana chatzimosera. I guess by the fact that he's riding on the donkey or the animal, and the reins are on the animal, so he's already kind of part of the reins, and then the other guy who actually is holding the reins is also kind of half of it. It's kind of an interesting claim, but okay. Says Gemara Vish Lamarachav Kani Dikam Megaba Le Vendas Rochev is kone because someone else. Oh, this is going back to what we said yesterday. Machna to the other person. Temegal lebendas, that the other person is holding up the mosira, and, you know, basically that helps for Kenyan. not necessarily for himself, but for the sake of his friend. Al tafos moser b'maykani. Tafos b'moser b'maykani.
But how'd the guy who's holding on to the reins, how'd he get? He doesn't say it's the reins, really. He says it's the bridle, the part that is attached to the animal.
Mm-hmm.
And so the guy who's holding on to the reins, he hasn't really moved the part that's attached to the animal.
So who's the first one?
He could.
Rach of Kani. The one who's riding the donkey. Hold on. Hold on. The one who's riding the donkey is Kona, half of the Mosirel, because why? Because the other guy is a Ben Das?
Because the other guy's a Ben Das, and the other guy lifted his end of the...
with the reins.
On behalf of the rider.
Okay, so El Tafas and Mosirel and Maikani, the one who's holding it, there's nobody else on the other end?
Mm-hmm.
That's sort of bequeathing it to him, like we have in our Mishnah.
Right.
So, Eim hazeh kana chamor v'kulei moser v'zeh kana imah shetafos b'yadeh. Hi, Mai. What are we talking about here? Im timsul amar agvim etzil l'chavero kana chavero. Hani mil hech tekam agave le'adat t'chavrei. That's only when he's carrying it for the sake of his friend. So, hai adat t'dedei kam agave le. Ihu lo kani l'achrini machni. If he can't acquire it for himself, how's he going to acquire it? He can bequeath it to somebody else. So this is very different than our case in the Mishnah where they're both holding up a piece of the garment. They're both swearing, you know, this part is mine, and by, you know, implication, the other part is theirs. So Amar Vashi, Zeh kana chamor ubeis page. This one acquires the animal.
With the halter.
What is that? A saddle?
The halter is the thing that goes around.
Oh, the one that's in the mouth?
The thing that goes around the animal's head.
I guess the slack in the rope or whatever the other guy's not holding is acquired neither by the rider or by the person holding the rope.
This seems
unworkable. Yes. Okay, you get this, and this part just like cut it out. I don't know who it goes to, but someone just tell them, hey, you didn't acquire the whole thing. You just grabbed the whole thing. I don't know. It's a weird situation, but. Rav Yehuda Amar Le'olam Kitzaktani. Hol v'yachol l'natzko l'avya atzlo. Really, it's as we said before, that the rochev is kona the animal, and the second guy is kona the whole reins, all the reins. And the reason is because
he could technically take the whole thing himself.
He could detach it from the animal. Is that what that's saying?
Yeah, he could yank it off the animal and bring it to himself.
Okay, in theory, he could take it himself, and therefore it belongs to him. V'had Rabbi Abo, says the Gemara, that statement, Rabbi Abo, barusahi, barusa. Barusa? Barusa like boorish? What does the word barusa mean?
It says it's an outside view.
Oh, like bar. Interesting. I don't know if I'm not familiar with that one. I like it, though. Barusa. That's you're talking, so you're out of your mind.
The Gemara is using this term as a euphemism for a mistake.
Right, right.
You don't want to flat out
like an outsider. You went too far out on this one.
Translation is, probably about whose view is a mistake.
That yeah, okay.
Punches.
Yeah, barusa hi. Te'i lo temahachi. If it doesn't say,
if you don't say
that it's an outside view, so how you understand, our no, separate case. Shtalish shehi munachas chetzia al gavi karka v'chetzia al gavi amud. If a person finds a cloak which is partially on the ground and partially on a column,
mm-hmm.
uba or pedestal of some kind, uba echad v'yigbiya chetzia mi'al gavi karka ba'achar v'yigbiya chetzia mi'al gavi amud, hachanami dekama kani uba asra lo kani. The person who finds it off the ground, picks it up off the ground, that part off the ground first, so he could have grabbed it and pulled it to himself.
So he should get the whole thing.
And our mission doesn't make such a distinction, and therefore it must not be that way. El ahad Rabbi Abo barusahi. Must be that Rabbi Abo is just outside view. So Tashima Rabbi Elazar Omer Rach Basadu Manu Ba'ir Kana. Someone who's riding on the animal in the city. And someone who is leading the animal in the, riding the animal in the field, leading the animal in the city, So those are ways of kinyan. So that's also a proof of rechav. I don't understand. We never actually disproved this previous rechav kani. I guess we said.
We said
manim baraglav. Okay, I don't know how we're ever going to prove rechav is kona if we're always just going to say, oh well, his feet are there, so it could be that he's leading with his feet. Like, is there ever a case where you're riding on an animal and your feet aren't on the side of it, you know, leading it? Like, it's like we can say that for everything. So ihachi says the Gemara, hi numanik. That's the same thing. So tregav numanik. That's what we've been talking about. The two types of leading. There is, I think David even said, from behind you could hit the animal. From behind, that's one hanhaga. Or you could ride on the animal, that's another hanhaga. And I assume pulling it from the front, but that would maybe be called mashicha, not hanhaga. So why is that rachav in the city doesn't work? Meaning he's got his legs there, so that should be hanhaga. Okay, I hear that. Amar of Kahana, lefi she'en darken shel b'nei adam lirkov ba'ir. People don't ride their animals inside the city. Someone should tell the cops in Manhattan, because they ride their animals in the city all the time.
Or the Canadian Mounted Police.
They're doing
Detroit. Oh, yeah, I guess that's true.
Detroit has a mounted.
Really?
City of Detroit.
I've never seen it
in years, but they used to have a mounted.
Okay, interesting. I've never really understood fully what the benefit of that is. I guess for tight squeezes? I don't know.
Well, I guess to catch somebody that's running, you might be able to chase them on a horse.
That's what I'm saying, tight spaces. Yeah. Right.
While you,
I don't know. Either way.
Everybody in the crowd.
Right. It's true. I mean, either way, it's dangerous. But so Rav Kahana says that this halacha is only because of modesty or whatever you want to call this. People don't ride animals in the city. So therefore, because I guess of its uncommon nature, we're not going to give you the hanhaga kinyan. Okay. Amalei Rav Ashi, Rav Kahana, Elam Yatzei Higbia Arniki B'Shabbos. Ooh, interesting. If you pick up a purse on Shabbos, that's a purse, right? She'ein darkan shel b'nei adam lahagbia arniki b'Shabbos. People don't typically carry purses on Shabbos. Hachanami
d'lo kani. Right. Rav Kahana had said that, you know, you only...
Right, only if it's a common situation.
You normally do things.
Right. His was geographic. This is chronological. But elad mai da'avad avad v'kani. Meaning, he's saying, it doesn't really matter where you are. In the case of the purse on Shabbos, you're konet, because that's just what you did. Meaning you shouldn't have done that. Obviously, it's not something we tell people to do on Shabbos, carry purses. But if you did it, you did it. V'hachanami, my David avad v'kani. And here also, the act of riding on the animal might not be typical, but you did it, so you should be konet. So Ella, so now we're back to square one in terms of trying to figure out what's the distinction about the city and the sada, the field where rachov, meaning hanhaga, baraglov, is kona, and ear, which is just uncommon, is not kona. So, ela hacha b'mekach l'memkar eskinon. Da'amar lei, we're talking about a business transaction where the seller says to the kona, kani kederach she'b'nei adam konin. Okay, an interesting prompt, but he says, okay, acquire it like most people would acquire this. And then he goes and he rides on the animal. He says, nope. Didn't pass the test. It's like a weird, like, why would he say it like that? But okay. And that's not how people do it. Okay. If the ear is just harabim hu, and if it was a public domain, where a lot of people are, I guess, so then it's kona.
Where people do ride it. I mean, if you're in
Okay. Basically, it's just saying if it's in a place where people ride it and he rides it, that works. That's basically what it's saying.
It's not excluding everywhere in the city.
Right, right. It's not a front yard of a store. It's, you know, on the highway inside the city. I don't know if you would call it the highway, but whatever. So the e adam chashav hu kani. And also, if they're an important person, that's a common place, a common occurrence for an important person to be riding on an animal.
As we've seen in Megillah Esther.
As we see from Mordechai and Haman, right? So e isha hi. Ve isha hi kanya. Women ride on animals, I guess, because it's more labor-intensive for them to pull the animal?
It's more
dignified. Is the first
a
one.
A woman is not usually strong enough to keep the animal in check while leading it on foot.
The Inish Zila, who V'i'inishizila, if they're just a weak person? What does zila mean? Cheap?
A mean person.
Mean?
A person of no... person with no...
No dignity, self-respect.
No dignity.
So also, Connie. So who are we leaving out here? We're leaving out basically the middle-aged man. Who self-respecting middle-aged man who has enough strength is not too important and is also not too unimportant.
Right.
Just a regular Joe Schmo guy. Okay? So that guy, if he gets on the animal after the seller says, okay, get on it, you know, acquire like everybody else, and then he gets on the animal, so that's not gonna. Okay? And that's the distinction of Sadhan here. It would be a lot easier if we would just say, Rochev is Kani. And we'd be able to make the distinction that way. I guess we would still have to make... anyways. So, by Rabbi Elazar. Ha'omer l'chavero meshoch behemazu liknos kelim shale amahu. When his person says to his friends, acquire... pull it. I don't know if you're... Pull. You're not acquiring the animal.
Pull the animal so you can acquire the vessels that are believed.
To the exclusion of acquiring the animal, right?
I would assume.
We are pulling the animal here. The person is being asked to pull the animal to acquire the stuff on top of the animal, but not the animal itself. Does that work for Mashiach of the vessels only, or does the animal sort of a package deal? So Gemara says, Liknos mi amar le kani. What's the difference between liknos and kani?
One says now they're pulling animals along so you can acquire the vessels that are placed in it. What's the law? But it is at once objected by saying so that you may acquire. Does he really tell him acquire?
Okay, I think what he's saying is. Yeah, I was reading a introduction to a book, and you know the acknowledgments part of the book. It says every paragraph, like seven paragraphs in a row, started off, I want to thank so and so. I want to thank so and so. I was just thinking to myself, just do it. Just say thank you to so and so. And it's just so I think that's what we're saying here. The guy is saying to the guy, pull the animal in order to acquire it. In order to acquire it doesn't mean that you're going to acquire it.
Pull the animal.
Right. Pull the animal, and by doing so, you will have acquired it.
Right.
I think that's what we're saying. Liknos, in order to. By the way, if you did it this way, one would acquire something. But that doesn't mean that you are acquiring it. So, mi amar le kani. El, okay, fine. So then, mishuch behemazu vikani. Does that work? Vikani kelim shalau. Grab this, pull this animal, and by doing so, you will have acquired the vessel. So, mahu. Mi mahanya, does that work? Mishicha tebehimen laknuye kelim olo. Mi mahanya, so that's our phrase. Mishicha tebehimen laknuye kelim. Okay, so Amarava. Vi'i amarle kani behema ukani kelim, mi kani kelim. If he would have said to him, acquire the animal and acquire the vessels, would he be acquiring the vessels?
Acquire the vessels by moving the animal.
I guess you wouldn't. It wouldn't be a kinyan on the kelim. It would be a kinyan on the animal, which by dint of the fact that the stuff's on the animal. Is that what he's saying? Chatzar. Oh, we have to keep reading. Chatzar ma'alechas hi. Chatzar ma'alechas lakana. Okay. If you pull the animal, you're essentially making a chatzar mahalechas. I think the only time we've ever seen that is by an eved. I think we've seen that before by the, if I'm not mistaken, the get case of the eved, right. Who's walking by or something like that. So v'chi tamik she'amda, and if you're going to tell me the animal is just standing up, v'ha kol she'ilu mahalech lokana, omed v'yosha lokana. If anything which could be walking, would not be an acquisition because it's a chatzer, a kinyan chatzer, which is mahalachas. The fact that it's right now standing is not good enough because it could be walking. And we say that this halacha, the jikona, the kelim, which is on the animal, which is considered like a chatzer, it's only talking about it crouching. Is that crouching?
He says bound.
Bound, okay.
Well, we talked about...
Oh, when he's not moving, right.
We talked about somewhere if the Evid is tied up.
Right. Correct. I remember that now. Okay. So Amrle, so we still don't know the case because we just still don't know the question because that was a theoretical case. If he had said acquire the animal and then acquire the kalim, so that makes sense because he's the chatzer and he's bound up. So Amrle Rav Papa, Rav Huna Breda, Rav Yeshua Lareva, Ela Me'ata, Hayim Ahalich B'Sfina V'Kavtu Dagim V'Nafal Utoch HaSfina. If a fish jumps up onto your boat, I'm not one to go fishing, but does that happen? Do fish just jump onto boats? You've seen videos?
Yes. That's the phraseology I was looking for. Is I guess I've seen it.
Right, I've seen it, Personally. Okay. I guess it happens. Some crazy fish out there, they just jump up, which is just impressive. I don't know if the muscles of a fish can do that. But if you're mahalich besfina, does that mean it's your boat?
Yeah, you're traveling in the boat. And the fish jumps into it. Do you acquire the fish? Because after all, the boat is like a chatzer mahalach.
Mahalach b'sfin doesn't mean you're walking on the boat. It means that you're going on a boat.
You're traveling by boat.
Okay, that's what I was getting confused about. And then the fish jump onto your boat. So hachanamit chatzer mahalach asi velokani amar lehu sfina menach nech. I knew that was coming. A boat is not really moving. It's being moved. I love that halachic. It's just like such a halachic perspective. You know, the boat's not moving. The water is moving.
I wonder though today.
Boats actually have motors. Very good. I was wondering that too.
You know.
Yeah, maybe it's a little different.
I mean, I was wondering for a moment whether this was a profound reflection on the laws of physics, where all motion is relative.
But then you couldn't say that on the ground either.
What all motion is relative, you know, when
right, but you would have to say that for the chatzer mahalachas of the animal too, which we didn't say. So I don't know. Technically we're all spinning through space.
The animal's not moving, the earth is moving.
Exactly. That's what I was saying. Yeah. I don't know. So Amrle Ravina Lervashi. Elamiata.
They had oars in those days.
That's true too. Yeah, they could have moved the boat. It's not like they needed a motor for that. Elamiata, Hayisam Alechas Rishasarabim, Vizarak La Get Lato Cheka. I think that's the case we've talked about in the past. Oloso Kalsa. This is to actually the woman, so that's not the case, but because she can't be a chatzer, I don't think. But her head, maybe.
Well, it says.
Kalsa, meaning the basket on her head.
Right.
So into her lap or into the basket. Hachanami de Magarsha. Maybe that's also chatzer malachas. Amalei. Kasamenach naicha vi'ihi de kamazis ha'agim betuta. Yeah, same thing as the boat. She's the one moving. The basket is just a chatzer, is not moving. So that's why I said originally, the only case that I think we've seen this is the Evid. The Evid is considered like property. So it's not like, he's not the one obviously collecting something. He's just someone else's property that happens to be getting something. So then in the end of the day, did we answer the question? Can you acquire? I don't think we ever answered the question. The original question was: Do you acquire kalim by asking, by pulling the animal to the exclusion of the animal? Rava's response to that was, wait, are you telling me that if you would acquire the animal, it would be obvious you'd acquire the kalim? Maybe not. And then we said, no, it could be a chatzer mahalechas that's owned by Yoshev that's not moving around, and therefore you would acquire. But what about the original question?
Right, so he says that thus the law remains in doubt. Hence, the general principle, in cases of a doubt, the article remains in the...
Hamotzi mechaver levaraya.
In the possession of the last undisputed...
Right.
Owner. The seller would not.
Right.
The seller would retain the possession. Correct. Of the utensils
on it. All right. So we're just being machmir to say that you cannot buy it that way, even though maybe you could. We just never answered it. Says the Mishnah. This is the second Mishnah of Masechta, right? Yeah. He's riding on an animal and he sees a lost item. And he says to his friend, hey, could you pick that up for me? Nitala, and the friend picks it up for him. He never gave it to him. Vamra anizach isiba. He said, actually, I want it for myself. So zakaba. Interesting. I guess he has to have the proper intention when he picks it up that it's that he's working, that he's acting as the person's emissary. Im mishenas nisanalo amar nizachisi batchila lo armaklum. Okay, I like the beginning of this. Right, if the guy picks it up, gives it to him, and then says, "Actually, I want it myself," it was too late. So I guess it seems like the defining moment is when he gives it over to the other person who asked for it, the person on the animal. So it says Gemara Tananhas, and we have a mission in Peah that says
no, because if he says I picked it up for him, if he says I picked it up
maybe,
for him,
we know that
I can pick up a Metziah.
Correct. For it could be Zoch Ladim. It could be. Well, the only thing we know from the Mishnah, though, absolutely, that could be the case. We haven't seen that, but I would assume that. But we only know, the only thing that we know absolutely from the Mishnah is that once it gets to the other person's hands, it's Kone. And we know if he claims it for himself before that happens, he's Kone.
Right.
We don't know anything else besides those two. There's a lot of gray area in between, but we don't know anything yet. Tananhas, and the Mishnah says, Mishalika des Peah, v'omar harizu l'poni ani, if a person collects or harvests whatever it is, and he says this is for so and so, the poor person. So Rabbi Eliezer Omer Zachalov Acham Omer Yitinena LaAni Hanim Tzarishon. You have to give it to the first poor person that's coming, not to the specific person you had in mind. So Rabbi Eliezer says you can be Kona Ladam Zachal Adam Shul Bafanav, whereas Acham say you can't do that at least with Peah.
I'm a little confused.
Omer Ula,
the person who's not a poor,
we have a couple minutes.
Person, can he take Peah? I'm just a general agent for Peah cutters anyway.
Maybe, I don't know.
Amar
Ula, Amar Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi, Machlokas me Ashir la'ani. The Machlokas is when it's a person who's wealthy who can't take Peah himself, can he do it for a poor person? Rabbi Eliezer, Savar Migo de Ibai Mafkar Nechseva Havi Ani Vachazile, because he could technically be Mafkar all of his money and then be a poor person and take it himself, so then maybe he's shayach, he's relevant to this Peah, and he could do it. Hashanah mechazileh, so therefore in this case also he could do it for somebody else. Migad zachilin avshay zachinah mechavreh, since he could do it himself, he could do it for somebody else. Rabbanon tzarvi chad migo amrinan, tre migo lo amrinan. The fact that you have to say two migos, first of all, he could have made himself poor, and secondly, he could have taken it for himself, then he could take it for somebody else, so that's too many migos. You only get one migo at a time. That's the rules of the game. Avame ani la'ani, but when it comes to a poor person, it's only one migo. Divriya kol zachalo. Demigo zachlan shay zachlan chavre. When he can do it for himself, he can do it for somebody else. So amar le Rav Nachman ula, v'lema mar me ani la'ani machlokas. Why can't we also say that the machlokas is for a poor person on behalf of another poor person? Dehamitziya hakol ani emetzla. When it comes to a lost item, everyone's considered like an ani. Nobody has that item yet. And therefore, relative to the ownership of this item, we're all poor people.
Or the other way of saying it is, we're all poor, because just like Peah, only a poor person can take it, since anybody could take the Metziah.
Right. Yeah, same type of thing, right? We all don't have it, and we all have rights to it.
Yeah.
And we have a Mishnah that says, if somebody's riding on the animal and sees this lost item and says to his friend, can you give it to me, and he takes it for him, and he says, I want it myself, Zachaba. So then he's acquiring. So I amar bishlama me ani la ani machlokas. If you're going to tell me that a poor person to a poor person is machlokas, so then that makes sense. Masnisa nami rabbanani. It must be also according to the rabbanan that an ani can't be zochet himself.
Our Mishnah never says,
the implication of our Mishnah, again, this comes back to our original thing, what's the gray zone? Our Mishnah implies that the only way of acquiring for the other person is giving it to him. You can't just pick it up, because the Mishnah never brings a case where the guy picks it up and it's kona for the guy on the animal with no other activity. Right? We've never said that. So I guess that's the implication here, that it must be going to the Rabbanan, that you can't do anything for somebody else. Ela e amart, like the Peah case. Ela e amart me ashir la'ani machlokas. But if you're going to tell me that it's a machlokas for a rich person to a poor person, so aval me ani la'ani divrei hakol zachalo, hamani lo Rabbanan lo Rabbi Eliezer. According to our Mishnah said that he can only pick it up for himself or give it to the other person. He can never be zochet for himself. So how would that be a machlokas? How would our mission ever happened. It's not like the Rabbanan who say you can't be zocher for somebody else. And it's not like Rabbi Eliezer. Sorry. It's not like Rabbanan or Rabbi Eliezer who both agree that an ani to an ani should be able to do it for the other person. So Amar Lei Masnisin de Amar Tchila. The case is when, what?
When the person who picked up the article said I took possession of it first.
He claims that at the time I picked it up, I was picking it up for myself. I wasn't picking it up in response to his instruction to pick it up for me.
Uh-huh. He claims, he claims retroactively.
At the same time, right?
Are they happening at the same time, or is he never even listening to him?
He's picking it up, having heard what he said, but also intending in his mind.
Okay. He heard it, but he didn't have that intention when he picked it up. All right. We'll continue this, Mr. Shem, tomorrow.
Scarface.
I'll continue.
Did you get my...